Hello, my name is Lucas Snyder, and this is the Anti-Vape Podcast. Today we have Jonathan Rosak.
Hi, thank you for having me.
And Skylar LaRose.
Glad to be here.
Before we start, we will be accepting callers. So phone in the number 603-986-4790. So my first question for you guys is, have any of you vaped before?
No.
I haven't.
What are some of the dangers of vaping?
You can feel like dizzy right after, and you can like some people like cough right away, and that it like won't go away.
Are those all short term or long term?
Those are some short term.
Do you know any long term effects?
Yes, you can get popcorn lung and liquid in the lungs from the vapor. And dry mouth. And,
yeah. Yeah, all those cause, like, it makes it hard to breathe and exhaustion. Like, you'll get really tired easily because it's harder to breathe.
And you can get a, there's a chance of you could get cancer because of the cancer-causing chemicals that are in the juices.
Don't know why people do it, knowing that, but why do you think vaping is popular among middle and high schoolers?
I think because of, like, the variety of flavors and the fruity flavors that brings them to want to try it.
Yeah, a lot of the flavors are, like, candy, foods that are sweet, and, like, things that, like, appeal to kids. And another thing that, another reason why a lot of people vape is because of peer pressure. Like, for example, if this is about, this was a study done on smoking, but it can relate to vaping. If, like, your friend smokes, you're more likely to smoke than, like, if your friend didn't smoke. So, that's basically the same for vaping. Like, I bet if you ask kids at our school if they've ever vaped, they'd probably say no, but they, like, one in five of them probably have due to peer pressure.
Well, we're
like
on
thinking
the
it's all cool and stuff.
But we're on the topic of peer pressure. Do you think peer pressure could end up leading to addiction?
Yes, because there is some flavors that represent, like, tobacco products like cigarettes, because there's tobacco flavorings for some type of vapes, and that might cause them to be like, huh, this tastes good. I wonder if a cigarette is the same, and they could get hooked onto that.
Yeah. 90% of smokers started before they're 18. So, like the vapors, now, they could, like, use this as, like, a gateway to get into smoking and start before they're 18, because, like, some kids are starting vaping at our age, or even younger.
Do you know if the FDA is doing anything to stop underage minors from vaping?
I know they sent out a bunch of letters to people, to stores who are, like, selling e-cigarettes, like, illegally to younger kids. Do you know anything about what the FDA is doing?
Oh, it looks like we have a... Never mind. So, Skylar, do you know anything about the FDA's trying to stop this?
Yeah, they stopped selling... Oh, we have
looks like we have a caller. Caller number one, you're online.
Hi, I'm Lee Kidd.
Hello, Leah. Do you have any questions for us?
Yeah, I was just wondering if vaping can cause you to start craving for more, and wondering if, like, you can go off and use cigarettes and other drugs.
Yeah, because you can crave more nicotine, and it's kind of like on the same principle that marijuana is a gateway drug because you just keep craving that buzz. So you can end up going on to more serious drugs. Do you guys agree?
Yeah, like, well, I mean, Juuls, which are like the most popular vape, already have 5% nicotine, which is a lot of nicotine compared to like cigarettes and other vape products.
Well, the 5% nicotine is in the UK and Europe is way over the limit of 1.7%.
But just trying it once, do you think that will happen?
Because just trying it once, you can still crave that buzz.
Okay.
Even with like using it once too, you can get all those like symptoms of vaping, like for even like daily.
Is there a certain amount that would make you crave more, or just?
There aren't enough studies.
There's not enough
show.
Research to show how much nicotine is introduced into your body for just say one puff of the vape. Do you have any more questions for us?
No, I think that's it. Thank you.
Okay, Vilea, have a great day.
You too.
So, after this, will either of you two consider vaping or trying it?
Not at all.
I won't consider vaping at all.
Okay, so this was the Anti-Vape Podcast. Have a great day.